Section, the problem. You have a Jetson. A camera frame lives in NVMe, Tegra native, physically contiguous GPU managed memory wrapped in NVBuf surface. One process captures it. Argus, NVv4L2 decoder, NVvidsNV. Another process, a separate ROS2 node, a CUDA inference worker, a recording daemon, needs to consume it. The naive answer is POSIX shared memory. SHM_open, map, and mempy the pixels in. That works, but it's 2 CPU copies per frame, and you lose every benefit of NVMe living on the GPU side. At 1080p60nv12, that's 187 megabytes per second of CPU mempy round trip, plus cache pressure, plus you've negated the whole point of having a unified memory SoC. The right answer is to share the kernel handle to the GPU buffer, not the pixels. Two processes, one DMA coherent surface. No copies on the data path. Consumer side reads come straight from GPU memory. This post walks through how that actually works. The kernel piece, DMA buff FDS plus SCM writes. The NVIDIA user space piece, NV buff surface import. The concurrency piece, a fixed pool of slots with per slot atomic ref counts and cache line padding. And the producer side piece, a GST buffer pool subclass that closes the loop. I built all of this for GST NVMe CPP, a GStreamer NVMe IPC plugin pair, NVSync/NVMapSerc, and the numbers at the end are from a real Xavier NX. Section, what NVBuf surface actually is? An NVBuf surface is a user space struct describing a Tegra-managed video buffer. The pointer you hold isn't to the pixel bytes. It's to a metadata struct whose surface list, IAP buffer desk field, is a DMA buff file descriptor owned by the kernel. The pixel data lives wherever the Tegra VIC engine decided to put it, typically in buff MEM surface array, a Tegra-specific tiled GPU layout. NVBuf surface map maps that FD into your process so the CPU can poke the bytes, but the canonical reference is the FD. That's what makes cross-process sharing tractable. The FD is the handle. Pass the FD to another process, and that process now has a kernel-validated reference to the same physical pages. The kernel ref counts the DMA buff object. Nothing gets freed until every reference is dropped. Section, step 1. SCM writes, getting the FD to the other process. Linux lets you transfer file descriptors over a Unix domain socket using ancillary data with type SCM writes. The receiving process doesn't get the literal integer the sender had. It gets a fresh FD in its own FD table, pointing at the same kernel object. This is a 30-line pattern that hasn't changed in 25 years. Here's the core. You connect a socket pair, AF Unix, Sockstream, 0, SV, fork, and send FDS across. You can also send FDS over a connected AF Unix socket between unrelated processes. That's how a long-running camera daemon hands out FDS to ROS nodes that come and go. A standalone runnable demo of the whole producer-consumer FD handshake. No NVIDIA libs, just kernel DMA buff via MEM FD create. Fork, socket pair, write/read through a shared map. Runnable on Compiler Explorer. Run it on Compiler Explorer, GCC 14.2, C++ 23, standard O2 optimization, thread, FM it linked as a library, so the ASM pane stays readable. The child process opens the parent's memft via SCM writes, maps it, reads the message the parent wrote. Source also reproduced at the bottom of this post. Section, step 2, NVBuf surface import, the user space bridge. Kernel side, the consumer now has a valid FD. But the rest of the NVIDIA stack works on NVBuf surface, not raw FDS. We need to bridge from I have a DMA buff FD to I have an NVBuf surface that NVvidsNV/NVv4L2encoder/NVBuf surface map will accept. This bridge is NVBuf surface import. It takes an NVBuf surface map perm struct, geometry, width, height, color format, plane pitches/offsets, layout, plus the FD, and reconstructs a per-process NVBuf surface asterisk referring to the same physical memory. NVBuf surface import shipped in L4T are 35.3.1, Jetpack 5.1.1, March 2023. Earlier L4T 35. Times lacks it, and older FD-based functions like NV buff surface from FD consult a process local user space map that's only populated by NV buff surface create in the same process. They return -1 for SCM writes past FDS. I confirmed this empirically, 4 plus SCM writes probe on our 35.2.1. Both NV buff surface from FD and the legacy NV buffer get perms failed before bumping the floor. Anyone trying this on JP 5.0? Times is going to spend an evening confused. JP 6, L4T, R36. Times, Warren, has the same API. The wire format and code path are identical. Section, Step 3, a fixed pool, bounded memory, predictable latency. A producer that allocates a fresh NVMM surface per frame is going to run out of memory or stall on NV buff surface creates MS latency. Use a fixed pool, N slots, each pre-allocated at set underscore caps time. FDS shipped to consumers once at handshake. Per frame, the producer. 1. Picks an idle slot, rotation hint plus atomic compare and swap to claim. 2. NV buff surface copy upstreams frame into the slot. Or skips this entirely. See producer side 0 copy below. 3. Publishes the slot index in shared memory. Consumers see the new index, read directly from the slot's surface, drop their reference when done. Producer recycles the slot once everyone's done with it. The interesting part is the bookkeeping. How do producer and end consumers coordinate this slot is in use without taking a global lock per frame? Section, Step 4, per slot atomic ref counts in shared memory. Each slot gets a 32-bit signed ref count in the shared header. The producer's claim. The consumer's grab. Plain int 32 underscore T, accessed via underscore underscore atomic underscore built-ins with explicit memory order. Not volatile. Volatile blocks compiler register caching, but provides no atomicity or cross-CPU ordering, and is the wrong tool for IPC sync. Not atomic either. In C++ 14, reinterpret casting a SHM byte range to atomic is undefined behavior and application binary interface implementation defined. C++ 20's atomic underscore ref solves this cleanly. Until I can bump the language level, underscore underscore atomic underscore asterisk on plain integers is the documented pattern. Uint 32 underscore t slash int 32 underscore t slash uint 64 underscore t are lock-free on every Linux target this code supports. Arch 64 plus x86 underscore 64, glibc. Section, Step 5. Don't put 16 ref counts on one cache line. This is where almost every shared ring buffer in a blog post falls over. The naive layout. Ref underscore counts 0, 15, all sit on the same 64-byte cache line. Two consumers reading slots 3 and 7 on different cores ping-pong that line back and forth on every ref count update. False sharing in textbook form. Worse, the hot publish fields, ready, write underscore dx, frame underscore number, share that same line. So the producer's release store on ready invalidates every consumer's ref count load, even consumers reading slots the producer never touched. The fix is to put each ref count on its own cache line and put the hot publish fields on a separate line of their own. And this is the part most people skip. Pin the layout at compile time so it can't silently regress. 3 years from now, when someone reorganizes the struct because this padding looks wasteful, the build breaks. Good. The padding is the feature. The throughput payoff is real. With the false sharing layout, my multi-consumer benchmark on Xavier NX showed throughput collapsing from 1-4 consumers. With the padded layout, throughput is essentially flat and actually trends slightly positive. The consumer poll cycles overlap better with the producer when the cache line traffic isn't there. Section, Step 6, Fiutex wake up, not 1 millisecond polling. A consumer waiting for the next frame loops on underscore underscore atomic underscore underscore in and header dash ready underscore underscore atomic acquire. Naively, you sleep g underscore sleep 1000 between checks. That puts a 1 millisecond floor on end-to-end latency, even when the producer published in a microsecond. Linux Fiutex wait / Fiutex wake works across processes when the Fiutex address is in a shared map. Fiutex private flag is the same process variant. You want the non-private form for IPC. Add a wake underscore counter to the hot publish line. Producer increments it after publishing and wakes everyone. Consumer acquire loads the counter. FIU text waits, if unchanged. The wait address is a UINT 32 underscore T. FIU text is 32-bit by API. The timeout is just an upper bound for periodic flush slash EOS checks. The actual wake-up latency is a syscall round trip, typically less than 100 microseconds. Section, step 7. Closing the loop, producer side zero copy. So far the consumer side is zero copy. It NV buff surface imports and reads GPU memory directly. But the producer is still doing one NV buff surface copy per frame to copy upstream surface into a slot the consumers can see. That's GPU to GPU and fast, VIC engine. But it's still a copy. GStreamer has a primitive for this, propose allocation. The sync advertises a GST buffer pool. If upstream agrees to allocate from it, every frame upstream renders lands directly into one of the sync's pre-allocated buffers. No copy. For our case, the pool wraps the IPC slot surfaces themselves. A GST buffer pool subclass. The render path reads the CDOTA tag. If present, it skips NV buff surface copy entirely and just publishes the slot index. The buffer is held through a pool underscore lease underscore delay deep ring on the producer side too, so the slot doesn't get reissued until both A, the GST buffer was unrefed locally, and B, header dash slots I ref underscore count equals equals zero remotely. The acceptance criterion is bytes survive the round trip. I added a CRC test that fills frames with a deterministic pattern and verifies on the consumer side. 50/50th frames matched on real Xavier are 35.6.4, and the visual round trip dump, color gradient plus frame index progress bar, shows pixel for pixel identical TX slash RX pairs. Section, numbers, real Xavier NX are 35.6.4, 64 times 64 RGBA, 5,000 frames, open loop. 36 times the throughput, 32 times lower P99 latency. The copy path was bound on NV buff surface copy plus alloc. The zero copy path is bound on pool underscore acquire plus atomic publish plus FIU text underscore wake. Multi-consumer scaling is essentially flat across both paths. The cache line per slot layout earned its complexity. Frame loss climbs slightly at high consumer counts on the zero copy path, 1.3% at 4 consumers, because the producer is now pushing 86k FPS and the consumer's release ring saturates before the FIU text wake loop drains it. Real applications running at 30 to 240 frames per second never see this. For comparison, the previous SHM copy implementation, 2 CPU MIMPs per frame, no FD passing. On the same Xavier was 1170 FPS with P99 830 microseconds. Zero copy is 80 times the throughput and 60 times lower latency versus that starting point. Section, architecture summary. The SHM header carries metadata plus the FIU text word plus the per slot ref counts. The Unix socket carries the one-shot FD handshake. Pixel data never touches CPU memory. Every frame stays in the GPU coherent NVM M pool the kernel allocated, and consumers' NV buff surface map is just a CPU side map of that memory if they want to read it. Section, NVIDIA library boundaries. libnvbuffsurface.so, nvbuffsurface.h/usr/src/jetson_multimedia_api/include/nvbuffsurface create, nvbuffsurface destroy, nvbuffsurface map, nvbuffsurface copy. NV buff surface import, NV buff surface get map params. The whole IPC backend is built against this single header. Floor, L4T are 35.3.1, JP5.1.1. Earlier L4T 35 times ships the lib but doesn't export the import related symbols. The build system probes for NV buff surface import at mesin configure and a runtime DLSYM check fires at first producer underscore start. The latter catches the deploy time mismatch where a binary built against newer headers ends up running on an older host BSP. Containers with runtime NVIDIA mounting host libs are the common cause. libnvbuffsurftransform.so, nvbuffsurftransform for VIC side color space slash scale slash detail. used inside NVVid SONV, not directly by the IPC backend. Important caveat, this one's kernel application binary interface is not stable across L4T35 miners. If you mix our 35.6 user space within our 35.2 kernel, e.g., because your carrier board's kernel postinst doesn't run cleanly, NVVid NV breaks with gs-tenor-thrunk-conv-underscore-transform. NVBuff surf transform failed even though the simpler NVBuff surface map path keeps working. Plan accordingly. libnvsybuff.so, nvsybuff NVIDIA's official cross-process buffer sharing library, ships on JP5 Plus, but without public headers in the standard NVIDIA L4T NSI package. The runtime libs are there because argus/nvbuffsurface use them internally. Using nvsybuff from your own code requires sourcing headers from the L4TB SP source bundle. For a single-host Linux Unix socket use case, plain SCM writes plus nvbuff surface import is simpler and more portable. libgstreamer-1.0.so/libgstvideo-1.0.so GST buffer pool subclass for the producer side zero copy. GST allocator boundary for upstream NVM M frames. GST query slash propose allocation for the pool advertisement. The NVMSync and NVMapSerc element files are thin delegates over AC application binary interface. gst/common/ipc_beacon.h. No if on is defined Jetpack version anywhere in the call path. Section, what I'd tell my past self before starting. 1. Don't conflate Jetpack version with feature gate. The real gate is does lib nvbuff surface so export nvbuff surface import. That's our 35.3.1 plus on the JP5 line, our 36.0 plus on JP6. Treating JP5 as a single thing when JP5.0 and JP5.1 have completely different cross-process IPC surfaces is what made the original PR have two backends. There's only one backend. The gate is a header symbol probe. 2. Volatile is not an atomics replacement. Anyone touching SHM IPC code in 2026 already knows this, but it bears the static_assert treatment too. No field marked volatile ever, with a comment explaining the C++14/atomic_ref constraint that justifies the __atomic_*** choice. 3. Cache line padding pays for itself in benchmarks, not in code review. The naive layout passes all functional tests. The tests don't measure throughput collapse. The compile time static_assert pins are the only thing that prevents the next refactor from silently regressing perf. 4. Build time plus runtime guards both earn their place. Linker errors are opaque, undefined reference to nvbuff surface import. A friendly GST error object saying, your host BSP is older than our 35.3.1. Here's how to fix it, turns a 4-hour debugging session into a 30-second one. 5. gs-conv_transform. nvbuff surf transform failed is the canary for kernel/userspace application binary interface skew. If you've apt upgraded NVIDIA, L4T, Jetson, multimedia, API without flashing a matched kernel, this is the symptom you'll hit. The IPC layer itself doesn't depend on this code path, so the unit tests pass, and you can spend hours wondering why GST launch. NVVid SONV. Pnjink doesn't work. The full implementation is add if you want to build on it. PR number 2 contains everything described above, build/runtime guards, atomics, padded layout, FIU techs, propose allocation pool, CRC plus visual round-trip tests, throughput bench. Section, magic numbers, const eval, and why we don't ask the kernel. A minor detour because the question came up. The CMSG buffer needs a compile time known max FDS per message constant, CMSG space. N is a macro, and N has to be a constant expression. The obvious right answer is ask the kernel via /proc/sys/net/core/optimemax divided by size of int. That doesn't work for two distinct reasons that are worth distinguishing. Const eval can't. Const eval evaluates to a constant expression at translation time. The compiler can't open a file or issue a syscall during compilation. /proc/sys/net/core/opdem-max is a runtime kernel virtual file system entry. Every value there lives in kernel memory, populated when sysctl initializes. There's no user space header that exposes it as a define the either macro. scmmaxfd lives inside the Linux kernel and never ships in sys/socket.h. Build time injection works mechanically, but bakes in the wrong number. You can have mesin run underscore command, cat /proc/sys/net/core/opdem-max, and pass dnvm-mopmmax=, and kmax-fds per message equals nvm-mopmmax/sizeof(int) is then a perfectly valid const expr. But the value baked in is the build host's opdem-max cross-compile from a CI runner, default 65536, to a Xavier, cat /proc/sys/net/core/opdem-max 20480, and the wrong cap is wired into the binary. Syns returns e message size at runtime, and CI was green. So the compromise that actually works: pick a small compile time constant sized for your use case. NVM mpool fans out to less than or equal to 32 consumers. So kmax fds per message equals 32. The CMSG stack buffer is then 150 bytes, not the kernel's 20 kilobytes cap. And add a one-time runtime probe at startup that reads the live kernel value and refuses to start if it's lower than your compile time choice. You'll never see the runtime check fire on a sane system. It earns its keep the day someone tunes net.core.opdem-max low, and you'd otherwise debug an e-message size from a place that doesn't make it obvious why. Section, full Godbolt example. Livelink, GCC 14.2, C++ 23, standard O2 optimization, thread, FMT, as a linked library. Keeps the ASM pane to a few hundred lines of our code instead of the 30K that FMT header only would inline. Standalone demo of the SCM writes pattern, no NVIDIA libs, runs anywhere with a Linux kernel. Producer creates a memft, writes a string, sends the FD to a child process via socket pair. Child receives, maps, prints. The exact same pattern the NVM M backend uses, with NVIDIA's NV buff surface create standing in for MEM FD create. The example uses FMT rather than print. Wider compiler reach. Nothing here actually needs C++ 23 for the formatting itself. The same code compiles back to GCC 9 with FMT. For a local build, install libfmdev and link with LFMT. Verified output, GCC 14 on Godbolt, executor mode. Note the FD integers differ between the processes, parents 4, childs 3. They're independent FD table entries pointing at the same kernel object. That's the kernel's FD passing semantics, identical for memft, this demo, and DMA buff, the real NVMM case. Replace MEMFD create with NVBuff surface create, NVBuff MEM surface array, send the buffer desk FD plus the geometry struct, and on the child side call NVBuff surface import instead of map. The pattern is otherwise identical.